Earlier this year, the Czech government ordered a large amount of the swine flu vaccine, fearing a large-scale epidemic in the autumn. Now the vaccine doses are here, the epidemic is here, but there's not much interest in the vaccine, despite the fact that the people for whom it is intended are mostly high risk. As a third delivery of vaccine arrives, the Czech government is now considering making the vaccine available to anyone who wants it. Christian Falvo reports.
For all the hyped anticipation of a massive epidemic of swine flu, there hasn't been much interest in the newly developed H1N1 vaccine so far. The government now has 1 million doses worth 220 million crowns on its hands, but so far only 50% of potential recipients have accepted it. Dr. Václav Šmatlák, the head of the Association of General Physicians, says it's not the government that's to blame.
They make a good decision, and the beginning seemed as underestimated, because we know that in the other countries, for example, Hungary, they have more than 6 million of doses, really for whole the nation. But Czech people, Czech public, is very skeptic to vaccination. So I think government do its best they can do.
Critically, however, the people who aren't taking the vaccine are the ones who need it the most. Until now, the dosages were only available to high-risk patients, people with chronic heart and respiratory illnesses, and frontline doctors. Meanwhile, 34 people have died over the last 2 months, and many of them were indeed high risk. Aside from common wariness of vaccination, however, the prominence given to doctors who themselves have been unwilling to get the shot has added to patients' reluctance.
You know what, it's a small group only. It's not the truth. When you read the media, or they often produce the things they think they are interesting for the public, so it is very interesting that doctors don't want to vaccinate themselves. It's not the truth. It's marginal a group of doctors, minority, and most of them do the vaccination.
The health ministry, moreover, is worried that the lack of vaccinations will speed up the course of the epidemic. Luckily, the opposite has been true for the last 2 weeks at least, with the number of flu infections dropping despite the lack of interest in the vaccine. The government's response now to the mounting stocks of H1N1 vaccine will likely be to free them up for anyone who wants them, hoping to ultimately stem the tide of what many believe will be a second, possibly more deadly, epidemic in the spring.
Christian Falvey reporting there. Remember